Welcome to Mosaic Wealth Partners in 8 minutes or less. I'm Eric Jaffe and I'm here with Chris Williams. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about interest rates. Chris, last episode we talked about inflation, that it has been fairly significant and we haven't seen inflation numbers like this for 40 plus years. But what I'd like to talk about today is the Fed's response to inflation and what we understand is going to be a systematic pattern of increasing interest rates. So, you know, my lead question for you, you know, is this going to create a kind of perfect storm when it comes to investment portfolios, where we're going to have rising or persistent inflation coupled with higher and potentially continually rising interest rates?
Well, certainly you can't talk about inflation without talking about interest rates. The very short history lesson goes back to 2007 and 2008, the start of the Great Recession. In order to help the economy and stimulate growth to get out of that, Ben Bernanke started quantitative easing, which is a fancy word for the Federal Reserve was buying a lot of bonds, and did so throughout his tenure to 2014 and Janet Yellen, and she continued it on to Jerome Powell, who had to reinstitute it during the pandemic. So the Fed was buying bonds and putting money into the economy, right? They're taking your bond, they're paying you, now you have that money. They put a ton of money into the economy, and eventually that causes inflationary pressure. In order to reduce that pressure, the Fed is raising the rates so that people will look at these bonds now and say, well, instead of 0.2%, I can get 1.3%. And that's pretty good, a fairly short-term, risk-free way to invest. And they're starting to buy these bonds. By continuing to raise the rates, the thought is it'll be more attractive and can become a more viable investment that more people will buy.
You know, one of the corollary-type concerns, though, is while this ultimately may lead to a number of fixed income investments coming back as viable tools for a portfolio, because if we have higher interest rates, all of a sudden bond coupons may be, you know, actually worth something. But I'm concerned that rising interest rates, especially if the Fed isn't careful as to how quickly they increase these rates, are going to really cool the economy. And I have concerns that, you know, markets like housing, you know, auto sales, you know, these areas that are really dependent on consumer borrowing are really going to slow down. What do you think about that?
Well, there is that fear. Right now, there's been such a short supply or an over demand, like on cars. I mean, MSRP is actually at the starting point going up, from what I'm told, are people buying cars, which seems ridiculous, but that's where we're at. You know, housing has been had a scarcity and people have still been buying homes. What I think you'll see is that's going to take a while to sort out. So even if there's problems initially, I don't think you'll see an economic slowdown. However, to pivot this, the market's scared because the market's projecting what's going to happen with these and other sectors. So, you know, there definitely could be some pain that's coming.
I'm sure we won't discuss problem or opportunity on every podcast, but I see that as something interesting here, because even if higher interest rates may cool certain types of equities and growth in certain industries, at the same time, you got to look to things like financial institutions, which typically do well when interest rates rise, real estate investment trusts, which we talked a little bit in the last episode. Oftentimes those do well if they are investing in properties with escalating rental income. So there are definitely some areas and some sectors where I think that a higher interest rate environment is actually a good thing.
Well, you mentioned the financials, really the banks. You know, if you think about what CD rates have been and what just about everybody's refied, or what what lending rates are, they've been so low, the banks don't really have a spread there to make money. But as rates go higher, the banks become more profitable. because now they can lend and get a difference off those two, because they're bringing in more, you know, short-term CD type money, and they should do well. And they should then do what they haven't been doing, which is loans to smaller companies, that if those companies get an infusion of capital, because now they can get a loan from a bank and not some third party, they have money to put into their business that now has higher prices that they're selling. So you could have a secondary effect where the financials do well and then some smaller companies do well.
Great. Well, I think we need to keep a close eye on how the Fed handles this. I really do think that the timing and the question of how fast and how far they go with interest rates is really going to be key to what type of repercussions, if any, we feel in both the equity and the fixed income markets. Well, that's all we have time for today on In 8 Minutes or Less. Please join us on our next podcast when Chris and I dive into a discussion on the energy sector.